Today's reflection is titled Mothering Through Adoption. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, gospel artist and composer of hit songs like Break Every Chain, recently added a new member to her family. Tasha, who had had struggles with infertility and in vitro fertilization, decided, together with her husband Kenneth, to try adoption after some years because they were convinced it was for them. They believe Asha is God's answer to their prayer. Before Moses was born, Pharaoh had given a decree that the baby boys were to be killed while the girls could live. Exodus chapter 1 verse 22. However, Moses' mother knew that her son was no ordinary child, so she thought about how she could preserve his life. She put him in a basket of bulrushes painted with asphalt and pitch and laid it by the river bank. His older sister Miriam kept watch over him. Exodus chapter 2 verses 1 to 4. The Egyptian princess went down to bathe in the water, and her maidens walked by the river. When she saw the basket, she asked her maidens to fetch it for her, and when she opened it, the baby wept. She decided to raise him as her own, and through Miriam, got his mother to be his nanny. Adoption is practiced the world over as one of the ways in which couples can have children. It can be done informally by adopting a member of your larger biological family without any attendant legal processes. This is referred to as kinship care in some jurisdictions or countries. In the Bible, Esther, who was an orphan, was adopted by her cousin Mordecai, who was very instructive in bringing her up. Esther chapter 2 verse 8. Formal adoptions include an application to a court in the country in which the adoption is being done, and a relinquishment of parental rights by the biological parents of the child. This would usually be preceded by a matching process at the adoption agency, where the history of the prospective child is matched with that of the prospective parent for a good fit. Adoption is a viable option for families who are struggling to have a child of their own, or for those who, for their own reasons, choose this method in order to add on to the children in their homes. You do not have to be married before you can adopt a child. Single adult males and females, by the laws of many countries, can adopt children. God sets the solitary in families. Through this process, God places lonely children or would-be lonely children and loving homes. The statistics show that when children grow up in orphanages, they do not turn out as well-rounded as their counterparts who grew up in ordinary homes. Sadly, there is also a tendency for children raised in institutional care to give up their children to orphanages in the future. Truly, adoption does not only erase the loneliness of the adopted child, but also that of those who embrace that child into their home. It's also possible for churches and Christian families to choose some deprived orphanages and support them. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. James chapter 1 verse 27. If you live in Ghana and would want to set up a ministry in your church that would offer support to orphans and vulnerable children within your church and community, you can contact the Family Based Care Alliance for assistance. Further, if you'd want to have more information on the legal process on adoptions in Ghana, you can send an email to info@flatlightdaily.com. Our scripture for reflection today is Psalm 68, verse 6. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. This encouragement has been brought to you by Flatlight Daily. Do follow us on our social media handles at Flatlight Daily on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on Twitter, and on YouTube. Subscribe to the notifications so you'll be updated on all our inspiration and events. If you'd like to subscribe to this blog, please scroll to the bottom of the page and fill out the subscription form below. Shalom.